Class picture. I tried to describe what Augie looked like to my mom, but she didn't get it until the school pictures arrived in the mail. Up until then, she'd never really seen him. She'd been away on a business trip during the Thanksgiving Sharing Festival, so she didn't see him then. On Egyptian Museum Day, Augie's face had been covered with mummy gauze, and there hadn't been any after-school concerts yet. So the first time Mom saw Augie and finally started understanding my nightmare situation was when she opened that large envelope with my class picture on it. It was actually kind of funny. I can tell you exactly how she reacted because I was watching her as she opened it. First, she excitedly slit open the top of the envelope with a letter opener. Then she pulled out my individual portrait. She put her hand on her chest. "Oh, Julian, you look so handsome," she said. "I'm so glad you wore that tie Grandmère sent you." I was eating some ice cream at the kitchen table and just smiled and nodded at her. Then I watched her take the class picture out of the envelope. In lower school, every class would get its own picture taken with its own teacher, but in middle school, it's just one group picture of the entire fifth grade. So 60 kids standing in front of the entrance to the school, 15 kids in each row, four rows. I was in the back row between Amos and Henry. Mom was looking at the photo with a smile on her face. "Oh, there you are," she said when she spotted me. She continued looking at the picture with a smile on her face. "Oh my, look how big Miles got," said Mom. "And that is that Henry? He looks like he's getting a mustache. And who is..." And then she stopped talking. The smile on her face stayed frozen for a second or two, and then her face slowly transformed into a state of shock. She put the photo down and stared blankly in front of her. Then she looked at the photo again. Then she looked at me. She wasn't smiling. "This is the kid you've been talking about?" she asked me. Her voice had completely changed from the way it sounded moments before. "I told you," I answered. She looked at the picture again. "This isn't just a cleft palate." "No one ever said it was a cleft palate," I said to her. "Mr. Tushman never said that." "Yes, he did, on the phone that time." "No, Mom," I answered her. "What he said was facial issues, and you just assumed that he meant cleft palate. But he never actually said cleft palate." "I could swear he said the boy had a cleft palate," she answered. "But this is so much worse than that." She really looked stunned. She couldn't stop staring at the photo. "What does he have exactly? Is he developmentally delayed? He looks like he might be." "I don't think so," I said, shrugging. "Does he talk okay?" "He kind of mumbles," I answered. "He's hard to understand sometimes." Mom put the picture down on the table and sat down. She started tapping her fingers on the table. "I'm trying to think of who his mother is," she said, shaking her head. "There's so many new parents in the school, I can't think of who it might be. Is she blonde?" "No, she has dark-haired," I answered. "I see her drop-off sometimes." "Does she look like the sun?" "Oh, no, not at all," I said. I sat down next to her and picked up the picture, squinting at it so my eyes wouldn't see too clearly. Augie was in the front row, all the way to the left. "I told you, Mom. You didn't believe me, but I told you." "It's not that I didn't believe you," she answered defensively. "I'm just kind of surprised. I didn't realize it was this severe." "Oh, I think I know who she is," his mom. "Is she very pretty, kind of exotic, has dark wavy hair?" "What?" I said, shrugging. "I don't know. She's a mom." "I think I know who she is," answered Mom, nodding to herself. "I saw her on parents' night. Her husband's handsome, too." "I have no idea," I said, shaking my head. "Oh, those poor people." She put her hand over her heart. "Now I get why you've been having nightmares again," I asked her. She ran her hands through my hair. "But are you still having nightmares?" she asked. "Yes, not every night like I did for the first month of school, but yeah," I said, throwing the picture on the tabletop. "Why did you have to come to Beecher Prep anyway?" I looked at Mom, who didn't know what to say. She started putting the picture back into the envelope. "Don't even think of putting that in my school album, by the way," I said loudly. "You just burn it or something." "Julian," she said. Then out of the blue, I started crying. "Oh, my darling," said Mom, kind of surprised. She hugged me. "I can't help it, Mom," I said through my tears. "I hate that I have to see him every day." That night, I had the same nightmare I've been having since the start of school. I'm walking down the main hallway, and all the kids are in front of their lockers staring at me, whispering about me as I walk past them. I keep walking up the stairwell until I get to the bathroom, and then I look in the mirror. When I see myself, though, it's not me I'm seeing. It's Augie. And then I scream. Photoshop. The next morning, I overheard Mom and Dad talking as they were getting ready for work. I was getting dressed for school. "They should have done more to prepare the kids," Mom said to Dad. "The school should have sent home a letter or something. I don't know." "Come on," answered Dad. "Saying what? What can they possibly say? There's a homely kid in your class? Come on. It's much more than that. Let's not make too big a deal about it, Melissa. You haven't seen him, Jules, said Mom. It's quite severe. Parents should have been told. I should have been told, especially with Julian's anxiety issues. Anxiety issues? I yelled from my room. I ran to their bedroom. You think I have anxiety issues? No, Julian, said Dad. No one's saying that. Mom just said that, I answered, pointing at Mom. I just heard her say anxiety issues. What, so you guys think I have mental problems? No, they both said. Just because I get nightmares? No, they yelled. It's not my fault he goes to my school, I cried. It's not my fault his face freaks me out. Of course it's not, darling, said Mom. No one is saying that. All I meant is that because of your history of nightmares, the school should have alerted me. Then at least I would have known better about the nightmares you're having. I would have known what triggered them. I sat down on the edge of their bed. Dad had the class picture in his hands and obviously had just been looking at it. I hope you're planning on burning that, I said, and I wasn't joking. No, darling, said Mom, sitting on the other side of me. We don't need to burn anything. Look what I've done. She picked up a different photo from the nightstand and handed it to me to look at. At first, I thought it was just another copy of the class picture because it was exactly the same size as the class picture Dad had in his hands, and everything in it was exactly the same. I started to look away in disgust, but Mom pointed to a place in the photo, the place where Augie used to be. He was nowhere in the photo. I couldn't believe it. There was no trace of him. I looked up at Mom, who was beaming. The magic of Photoshop, she said happily, clapping her hands. Now you can look at this picture and not have your memory of fifth grade tarnished, she said. That's so cool, I said. How did you do that? I've gotten pretty good at Photoshop, she answered. Remember last year how I made the skies blue and all the Hawaii pictures? You would never have known it rained every day, answered Dad, shaking his head. Laugh if you want, said Mom. But now, when I look at those pictures, I don't have to be reminded of the bad weather that almost ruined our trip. I can remember it for the beautiful vacation it was, which is exactly how I want you to remember your fifth grade year at Beecher Prep. Okay, Julian? Good memories, not ugly ones. Thanks, Mom, I said, hugging her tightly. I didn't say it, of course, but even though she changed the skies to light blue on the photos, all I ever really remembered about our Hawaii trip was how cold and wet it was when we were there, despite the magic of Photoshop.